Drive. Love. Canberra. This is Mix 106.3's Kristen and Wilco Show.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
David, our newsreader, is back in the studio because, David, I need you to be here as just like a witness to what's about to happen because Courts is about to, I'm sure, talk about another staff member in a negative way. And we just need to, just for HR purposes, make sure that we're all covered and we're talking about it nicely and with open communication.
I've got a pen and a notepad. I'm ready to go.
Start writing it down, mate.
So Pat, who is on our afternoons, does the 12 to 3 shift. You
he
know
also,
him well.
Like, you know, he programs all the music. Yep. He looks after the music mix club bloody thing, whatever it's called.
And Pat is like what you would call an interesting guy.
Doesn't take criticism, old Pat.
What do you? Oh, no, he doesn't like people telling him about the music because I think it happens a lot.
Yeah, Alex went just that the hard like, way.
Maybe your fiance should just keep a trap shut and not mention how much she doesn't want certain songs played. Because
Sweet Home Alabama.
That's a great.
That is
song.
A great song by Leonard. Come on, mate. Because what happens is, you know, your fiance comes in, she says a few choice words about the music, and then Pat's mad for the rest of the day. So we have to deal with it. Anyway, what's
but
he done now?
That's pretty standard. Someone putting down your work. That's standard behaviour. That's fine. But then he's an interesting guy. He has some very interesting tangents that he goes on in the office. But something caught my attention, like, massively recently. And we were talking about, you know, when the kids lose the teeth, and it's quite a moment for parents.
When the first one comes out, yeah, sure.
The teeth come out and, oh, look at the little cute baby tooth that's come out of your mouth.
Oh, don't do the baby voice.
Oh, God,
I hate it when you do it.
Away.
Yeah, stop it. It's really a turn off. Please don't tell me you do that with Rob.
Only to get my way.
So what has he done?
He turned around and he goes, oh, yeah, I've got Chloe's in my pocket.
Oh, that's Chloe's what?
Tooth.
His daughter's tooth is in his pocket.
He's carrying it around in his pocket just as a day-to-day.
Oh, that's okay.
How old is she
what?
Now? How old is she now?
David!
Well, all right, 11. Judge Judy Shineland,
she's
calm
11,
down.
So her first tooth would have come out a while ago.
Yeah.
And he's been carrying it around for years now.
Yeah.
No,
that's not okay.
That's not
David.
David,
can you please walk us through why this is okay? Because it just feels like for someone who doesn't even like Sweet Home Alabama, this is just really weird.
Look, he obviously works a lot, so why wouldn't he want to be close to his daughter by having a part of her near him?
Have a picture.
Yeah, but
have
you can't
a picture of her face, not like.
But it's
part
remembering
of her,
her childhood. I mean, I don't have kids, thankfully for them, but. It's remembering a part of their childhood.
What if one of your cat's teeth fell out? Would you carry it around in your pocket?
Oh, God,
Alex,
we know the answer to that.
Alex would be inconsolable, but...
we know the answer to that. Captain Creepazoid. Like,
he would do it.
Yeah.
David, maybe you're just both freaks.
You know what? We should turn this around quickly. Like, that's weird about Pat, but David, if one of your cats passed away...
I've got to go to news. What's up?
God forbid, touch wood, that one of, you know, that one of your cats passed away, would you get it stuffed?
Oh my God, no. No way.
I know Alex probably would, but no way.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
It's pretty nice here in Fiji at the moment. Course.
I have just seen something that I know that you will be super interested in.
Well, thank you.
In China, they have
already good stuff. In China, that's where all the good things happen. The iPhones get made and whatever the story is.
In China, they have made this solar, 250-acre solar farm.
Yep.
You know,
hey, that's great for the environment.
Right?
Wonderful.
But what they've done is from space, it looks like a giant panda bear. So it's with black and white solar panels. And
the Chinese have been focused for so long and now they've just lost their way. This is where we can claim it back. This is where America and Australia, we can just get back to the top of the world food chain again. Because they've obviously lost their minds. Between that and those little, what are those little bags? You know what I'm thinking of.
No.
You know what I'm thinking of, that Chinese, the Hello Kitty.
Oh, Hello Kitty, yeah.
Or is that Japanese? I'm just racist. So it's a solar farm.
Yes, yeah.
And it's all solar panels and some of them are darker than others.
Yeah, and there's a cute little pet bear.
Okay, this is a bit controversial. I don't know if I've said this on the show before, Gabby. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I've said it. But I dislike...
She's, oh, God, she looks so mad already.
I think she knows where I'm going. I'm whispering it because I don't want people here at the resort to judge me. I really hate pandas.
Why?
You've never said it.
What is there to hate?
Well, I just feel like we're putting so much effort into making them do the deed. Like, they don't want to procreate.
Okay. Oh.
So, do you know the research that goes into making more pandas? Like, having pandas just find each other attractive?
Yes.
I get it. It'd be a bit weird. It's like making out with yourself. They all look the same. Like, it'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't mind that.
But I also just think, like, because, you know, they, like, show other pandas doing the deed to pandas to get them in the mood.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Panda home movies.
But it's not the panda's fault. It's our fault.
Why is it our fault?
Pandas are still cute. You can still like them.
No, but I just feel like if you're not doing, like, in my world, that's one, apart from food, that's one of the most amazing things that you can do in life.
Is there like a pandahub.com?
Oh. Rod, play the ad.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
The Kristen and Wilco Show with Courts. Yeah, we're live from Fiji. Yesterday, kind of.
I think it's usually like daytime for us, but nighttime for them. Yeah. It's the Emmys over in the US, which is the television show ones, not the movie ones.
Yeah, which is big for Nicole Kidman.
Yes, because she won.
Congratulations,
Nick. She won.
For Big Little Lies, which is actually was a really wonderful series. Did you watch it?
I have not seen it.
It's really good.
It's like, it's going gangbusters.
Yeah, it's going gangbusters. It's finished now. It's... They've done it. You don't know anything.
But everyone loves it.
You sound like my
it.
Mum. Yes, no, yes. I've heard. It's just top of the charts right now.
I really love the new episodes of Friends. They're so good. They were lucky to get an Emmy this year.
I listened to One Direction. Anyway, so she won the award, and I don't know if, Rod, you can nod at me. Do you have the audio there of her accepting her speech? Nope, your face is saying that no, that's not a thing. Look in the folder. What happened when Nicole Kidman was up on stage was just wonderful because she was accepting this wonderful award. She won the Emmy.
It was a great speech.
And it was a really good speech. It was lovely. There was just one part missing from it. Take a listen.
I also am a mother and a wife. I have two little girls, Sunny and Faith, and my darling Keith.
You have four kids. You have four. There's two missing. There's four children that you adopted two others with your ex-husband, Tom Cruise. You have four children. You've missed 50%.
You've just completely forgotten them. I don't know how this happened. Like, do you think she feels so terrible today?
No, I actually don't. Or is it something we don't know about this story? I don't think they're in contact anymore because of the Scientology thing.
Right.
I have a feeling the kids followed in Tom's footsteps and it's tough for them to kind of be together.
Right.
God, that brought it down. I'm sorry. You've got four kids, Nicole.
You made it serious. But no, she did forget her kids. And next on 62421063, make her feel a little bit better this morning.
Yeah.
When did you forget the kids?
We know you've done it.
My mum has. So... Before we take your calls, I'll quickly tell you. My mum, when we were taking a bit of a day trip out, picnic, we're going for a bit of a hike out in the bush.
Regional
New South Wales, there's a place called the Wadigan Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to the Wadigan Mountains, there's this really dodgy, murderous service station where mum wanted to stop and get some fuel. This is the 90s, so we all felt a little bit safer. And we all packed back into the van, except for my brother.
Oh, no.
And we kept driving for an hour.
Oh, no.
Until we realised it was super quiet in the car.
That's
not And Mum went, why is Zachary so quiet? Because he's not here.
Oh, God, he was at the murderous petrol station.
He was in the toilet and we just took off.
How's Zach today?
No, he's broken. He doesn't talk to Mum anymore. no, he's fine. He's fine. Although that does get brought up every Christmas and Mum still feels bad about it to this day. 62421063, when did you forget the kids? Good morning, Tina.
Hello.
When did you forget your kids?
I dropped one off at school, got to work, and discovered I still had the other one in the back.
You drove all the way to work and you just didn't drop off your other child at school.
I forgot to take him to daycare. I chatted to him. I knew he was there.
That's so funny. You were just...
And it was like, oops.
You were just not sure where you were going that day. But that happens to new mums.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah. It sounds like he's old enough to start working. So, smart move.
Well, yeah.
Thanks for your call, Tina. We've got Sarah from Canberra. When did you forget the kids?
Well, they're 15 now, but she started work at McDonald's out in Majura Park, and I forgot to pick her up from her shift. So,
oh, my God. And Majura Park is not near anyone's house.
And it took, like, it was about half an hour after her shift had ended when I got this text message, like, hey, Mum, who's coming to get me? And I'm like, I'm on my work.
My mum's forgotten me at school once.
Well, see, that happens.
That happens. Parents forget you.
Yeah, sometimes
you're not that important to them,
frankly. Kids are very forgettable. And then sometimes it's impossible to forget them. We'll continue. Thank you, Sarah. We'll continue this chat at the Mix Facebook page at Mix Cambridge.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
The Kristen and Wilco Show with Courts filling in for the next couple of weeks. We're live from Fiji at the Outrigger Resort.
Wilco, you're an ex-TV man. You like to tell everyone every chance you get.
No, I don't.
You literally just made me an old promo that you did for Survivor.
No, it was in my memory. Oh, geez. Where's Kristen? I never thought I'd say that out loud. Yes, occasionally it does come up in conversation.
No, okay. We know you've worked in TV. So there's lots of different channels, right, that people have to decide before a show actually makes it to the air.
It's tough,
you know, the PC brigade.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who go, hang on, maybe this is probably not the show we should be producing as a television network. Sure.
There's still guys dating 24 women at once and we're still
saying... That's fine.
But it's...
We're all for polygamy.
I was watching this TV show. It's a British TV show. It's called Your Face or Mine. And I couldn't believe that this TV show had made it through all the channels that it needs to make it through to get to the air. Basically, you can win money if your answers match up with the answers of the audience. And the audience has obviously already decided on certain things.
Okay, so it's a little bit like Family Feud. So they've surveyed some people.
Yep. And it all has to do with how someone looks physically, their physical appearance.
Yes, that's right.
And you can make money.
Right, that's great because we love judging people.
So
I don't see any problems with this so far.
There was a couple.
Good.
A man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the women in the audience who was pulled up on stage was his ex. Let me play you this audio, and you need to know going into this, the ex's name is Sarah. And the current girlfriend's name is Medina.
Okay, all right. Sarah is the ex.
Ex.
Current Medina.
Go for it.
So who's better looking, your ex or your current? I'm going to go with Sarah. Do you want to talk me through the decision?
Because she's beautiful.
What? Such beautiful girls.
But one more so.
No.
Oh. Ooh. That.
Was Medina there?
Medina was sitting next to Sarah on the couch. Sarah was between the two of them, between the man and Medina, and Sarah was sitting there.
So in front of his current girlfriend, his partner, he's just looked at his ex and gone, oh, Medina. I'm just sorry.
Compared to her, you're an uggo.
I like that one better. In the three of us, you're the duff.
And they won the money because the audience agreed.
Oh, no!
And then Medina high-fived the current boyfriend.
What?
This is a real TV show on the television in the UK.
It can't be real. So Medina's then turned around and gone, no, fair call.
$2,400.
Fair call, I'm pretty ugly. And you should be with Sarah.
Basically. Surely they broke up right after that episode and she took the $2,400. That would be the smartest move Medina could make. Can you believe this is a TV show?
Okay. Just between us.
Okay, here we go.
I know that you've been with your husband for most of your dating life. But Was there anyone hotter than him? Careful. Think about it. So there's Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else?
Just Rob. There's only one.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
The Kristen and Wilco Show, with courts filling in for the next few weeks. You're waking up in the greatest city in the world, but we are in Fiji at the Outrigger Resort this morning. Yesterday, a wonderful thing happened. Had a braid in your hair.
Mm.
It was wonderful.
Well, Fiji is one of those lovely places where they offer the braiding, you know, for the kids, particularly here at the Outrigger Resort.
That's right. It was for the children, and you sat down. In fact, you pushed in and made sure that you got your hair braided while small five-year-olds had to wait.
Braids are fun. They're a lot of fun. And it means you don't really have to worry too much about your hair when you're on holidays. But it brought back a lot of memories for me, because braiding of hair was kind of a bit of a push towards me having a friend breakup.
I wish I was recording this story as you were recounting it yesterday, because you're a little bit more passionate about it. We'd had a couple of cocktails. And basically what's happened in your friend breakup is that a friend has said to you, no, 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 you can't have that. And then somehow you've just stopped being friends?
No, okay, so I said, we were on holidays, and I said, I really, really want to get braids for this holiday, because my hair was very long at the time and I didn't want to have to wash it heaps.
Like Monica in Friends.
Yes, just like Monica in Friends. And I wanted the braids, and they look really cool. And she said, oh my goodness, if you do that, I won't be seen with you.
And okay, I thought, that's a little bit harsh.
That's harsh.
Is it because you're a redhead and they were red braids?
Possibly. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But I kind of shrugged it off. But then we broke up for another reason, because she was a bit of just a bee. And then I put two and two together.
B means beautiful person for all the kids in the car. And B then, means beautiful.
And then I put two and two together, and I was like, I think that was the beginning of the end for us. The fact that she was willing to write off me as a friend for our whole trip if I had braids.
I just don't think you can put ultimatums on a friendship. You can't say, oh, if you do this, we're not going to be friends anymore.
Well, she did. And I just wanted braids.
We're not in primary school anymore, love. Calm down. So how long have you been friends for?
We'd been friends for a few years.
Okay, and were
from
you
school.
So were you really cut about this? And then you just decided that you did you sit down and have a chat? Did you go, look?
Yeah, there was a chat, and there was a
what?
There was a pretty official, like, we're not friends anymore. Like, this is it now.
What, you actually sat down and said, oh, this is the end?
Yeah, in a matter of words.
Like The Bachelor with the Bachelorettes.
Kind of. I'm not giving you a rose.
That's so awkward. Quickly, are we chatting to Jessica, or are you done with... No, just shake your head, right, if you want. Jessica from Holt, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you break up with a friend?
Well, a friend broke up with me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's a bit sad, actually. We'd been friends since high school, since we were 15, and 25 years down the track, she decided she didn't want to be friends with me anymore because she didn't particularly like my husband.
Oh,
That can happen.
Whoa.
Women are funny.
You know,
we're all so funny.
25 years of friendship away for that. So I think you can sort of work around things like that, but she decided she couldn't. So, yeah.
I wonder if she was secretly in love with him.
Oh, my God. Yes, it's like Love Actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She was like hanging outside your door at Christmas time with creepy notes saying how much that she loved your husband.
Hey, I never thought of that.
She was secretly in love with him. Go and talk
to
her. Add her on Facebook again.
We'd love to know this morning, 6242 1063. When did you break up with a friend, and what was it about?
Yeah, what was the reason you broke up with a friend? Is it a bit worse than I wanted to braid my hair?
Kev from Caldwell, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. Did you break up with a friend?
Yep, over a house of all things.
What? Why? Did you steal it from them or burn it down?
No. He was going to be the best man at my wedding. My fiancé and I bought a house. He came to Canberra to see it for the first time and told us what a lovely little house it would be in his backyard for his parents when they retired.
Oh, that is so rude. You've just spent all of your money on this house.
Who says that about someone's house that they worked hard for? That's crazy.
Yeah, and I'd known him for 20-odd years, and he was, without a doubt, the best friend I'd ever had.
And you're done now?
I haven't spoken to him since, and I've been married for 25 years.
So what happened with the wedding?
Nah, it's still good.
Did you
still
have to call
good.
Him and say you're not in the wedding party, or did it just...
I got a stand-in best man, yeah.
You got a stand-in best man.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a bit sad, but there you go.
Sorry, I've just had a new business idea.
Stand-in best
down.
Man.
Yeah.
I think there's a movie about it with Kevin Hart, your favourite guy.
Oh, there is. Oh, that's silly.